Isaiah said that the Lord spoke to the king and said, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But when the king refused, God would not be stopped. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel.
God wants us to know even when we aren't sure ourselves. God wants us to experience God's presence even when we think we can handle life on our own. God sends us signs of God's presence with us. All we need to do is keep our eyes open and look.
Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus.
We light these candles to the candle of joy's hope of persistent faith and deep everlasting joy, and today of the presence that speaks our love as a sign that no matter our circumstances, we know we aren't alone.
Please stand as you're able if you'd like to join us.
No reputation, no stately bearing, no palace bed for royalty. A star in the heavens, a sign full of wonder, announcing the coming of the King of Kings. Rejoice, O world, your Savior has come. Through the love of a virgin's womb, Son of God, Son of man, born that we may have life. You were born that we may have life. A throne in a manger, a cross in a cradle, this hidden revealing, this glorious plan. A child who would suffer, a child who would conquer, the sin of every woman, the sin of every man. Rejoice, O world, your Savior has come. Through the love of a virgin's womb, Son of God, Son of man, born that we may have life. You were born that we may have life.
Save
your king, who had no home, has come to heal our sorrows. Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write his story? Shepherds counting sheep at night, do not fear the glory light. You are precious in his sight. God has come to raise the lowly. Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write his story? You can come as you are, but it may set you apart when you make room in your heart and trade your dreams for his glory. Make room in your heart. Make room in your heart. Mother holds the promise tight. Every wrong will be made right. The road is straight, the burden's light, for in his hands he holds tomorrow. Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write his story? You can come as you are, but it may set you apart when you make room in your heart and trade your dreams for his glory. Make room in your heart. Make room in your heart. Make room in your heart. Make room in your
friends, before we pray, I did forget one other prayer to lift up. Andrea Pavic could use your prayers, so pray for her. Friends, shall we pray? Gracious Lord, we give you thanks. We give you thanks that you are here with us. We give you thanks that you hear our prayers. Lord, we pray for all of those today, for all of the prayers on our hearts, for all of the words spoken. God, we pray for those who are dealing with medical issues, whether they be trying to find out what is wrong neurologically, whether they be going under surgery, whether they need healing and are in the ICU. Lord, we ask that you are with them, that you give wisdom and insight to the doctors and nurses, that you help them heal, that you give comfort to the families, that we might know that all is well and all will be well. God, we pray and we give you thanks for birthdays, for reunions, for people who have come home, for people who are traveling, for all of the ways that we stay connected with one another. God, we give you thanks and we give you praise, and our hearts rejoice for that. God, we pray for all of those who are struggling with loss this season, those for whom this might be the first Christmas without someone, those who have had many Christmases without loved ones. God, we pray that if there is grief, that you may comfort them in that. We pray that there may be hope, that we may know that we will see each other again. And God, we give you thanks for your Son, for your great love, for the ways that you continue to guide us and lead us and hold us in your grace, the ways that we continue to grow. God, we give you praise, we give you glory, and we ask that you walk with us as we walk with each other. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. So with the confidence of those who have been redeemed, I invite you to pray with us the prayer that Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen and amen. There are some kids here. Y'all should come on up and have a kids' moment.
This microphone's a lot more easier to work, just so you guys know. All right, friends, what is your favorite thing about the Christmas season?
Presents.
Presents? Yes, sir. Jumping in the pile of wrapping paper and bubble wrap. That's one I haven't done in a long time, and I will be doing this year. Yes.
Presents.
Yes. Yes, me too. Anything else? Having the entire family be around? Did you say spending time with family? Yes. Our girls are doing great. What else? What? Snow. I thought you said no. All right. Mine is the lights. Can you sit right here real quick? And I'm going to prove it to you. My sweater lights up. I like the lights. I'm going to leave this on for you guys to look at. They're changing color, aren't they? All right. Did you guys know that the lights, there are rainbow lights. I don't have, oh my gosh, they're going really fast. I'm going to shut them off. Sorry, everyone. All right. So, did you guys know that lights have different meanings for the Christmas season? We got a yes. We got some I don't knows. We got some no's. All right, that's okay. So, did you guys know that I'm going to use your lights, actually. So the red lights, as you will see on Miss Jolie's beautiful necklace, represent God's love. Ah, ooh, thank you. Blue represents the Holy Spirit. Beautiful. The yellow is for hope and for the promise of heaven. That's pretty cool. And then I'm going to save the green one for last, but white, which I don't see any. There's some... On our very beautiful Christmas tree, there's some white lights, I think. That represents Jesus' holiness. And then green represents that we are all still growing in our faith. Would you guys believe it that everyone is still growing in their faith? Yeah? Adults, raise your hand if you're still growing in your faith. Look at that. Even Pastor Luke has his hand up. Just so you guys know. That's pretty cool. So, we were in Sunday school today. We were kind of delving into some scripture, and we were looking at words that we didn't know. We were asking some questions, and that goes with your green lights. So, just so you guys know that I do tie things in sometimes. All right, so the overall thing for lights is that Jesus is the light of the world. Now, my friends that were looking at my cheat sheet, you can't answer this. Why do you think Jesus is the light of the world? Yes, ma'am. He came to save our sins, yes. God gave him to us to save our sins, yes. Any other things? Yes, those are both very correct. Do you want to read it off for me?
Right here. Sent to show us the truth of God's love.
That is why Jesus is the light of the world. So whenever you guys see Christmas lights, either around here on my sweatshirt, on people's houses, I hope that you guys remember all of the reasons for the lights. Sounds good. Should we pray? All right. Hey, God. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
For sending your son.
For sending your son.
To be the light of the world.
To be the light of the world.
And for bringing us all here together. Amen.
Our scripture reading this morning comes from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 16. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. We know that we live in him and he in us because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Friends, as we've said, the offering is in the back because winding our way through these tables is a little bit difficult. So, at this time, if you do have an offering, get it ready so that as you leave, you can drop it in the plate. But I would also encourage you to use this time to reflect on the ways that God has been good throughout this year. Maybe not even this year, maybe even just this week. But I encourage you and invite you to think of the ways that you have been blessed. And also thank you for the ways that you bless this church with your resources, with your time, with your prayers, with the love that you show to one another. So, during this time of offering, I invite you to reflect. Three, four.
Gospel reading from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 24. The Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save the people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. The Gospel of Jesus. And all people said, Amen.
It is remarkable, Joseph's response in all of this. I want you to put yourself back in that time a little bit and think through what was happening. Mary gets a word from the Lord. An angel appears and says, what? Congratulations, you're pregnant. Don't worry. And then what does Mary have to do? Who does she have to tell? I mean, she doesn't have to, right? Joseph. She has to go and tell Joseph. Not only the fear that's probably in Mary's heart, because remember, she did hightail it out to Elizabeth's, her aunt's house. Not only the uncertainty of what's going to happen, but how is Joseph going to react? How does Joseph react? I know, right? It's like 10:30-ish in the morning and you've had your sugar crash by now. How does Joseph react? Yeah, first it's probably, oh boy, here we go. And then after that, what's going through his head? How do I quietly take care of this? Not so that I'm not ashamed, but so that Mary is okay. So that Mary isn't ridiculed, exiled, whatever. So that she's not made an example of. Friends, that is incredible. That is love, isn't it? This is true love. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, and I'm sure you've heard this verse before, Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, says a few words on this. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I'm nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It's not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they'll come to an end. As for tongues, they'll cease. As for knowledge, it'll come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror, dimly. But then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part. Then I will fully know, even as I have been fully known. And now, faith, hope, and love abide. These three things. And the greatest of these is love. Love. We had our sunrise prayer service today, and there's a couple people here from that, so sorry to retell this. But I told them this morning, do you know what time I woke up this morning? 6? Oh, I wish. Faith, hope, and love, these... I woke up at 3 in the morning this morning. Do you know why? Because my son is a morning lark. Benedict was up at 3 in the morning because for whatever reason he decided that was an appropriate time to get up. And not only that, do you know what he got out of the fridge? See, I'm glad it wasn't milk. See, I had been making cookies last night and he decided he was going to get out all of the rest of the sticks of butter and just open them up and leave them on the counter. Do you know who doesn't have any more sticks of butter in their fridge? Love is patient. Love is kind. Oh, man, friends, pray for me. But that's the truth. Not only in our own lives, as evidenced in being a parent, not only in the gospel story here, as evidenced by Joseph's great love, but I hope in all of our lives, throughout our lives, we see moments where love is present. We have memories that warm our hearts, and we reflect on the ways that we are being called to love more deeply. Paul said it, didn't he? You can have everything, every single thing in the world. You can be wealthy beyond measure. You can be super smart. You can have tons of people calling your name. But if you don't what? Love. Amounts to nothing. It's so important that in 1 John, it says God is love. So friends, this Christmas season, and all of next year maybe, may you reflect on the ways that you have been shown love. May you reflect on the ways that you've been shown love, and may you reflect on the ways that other people have shown it. So that as we go through our lives, that can be our focus. That can be our goal. That can be the path that we walk. Because I don't know about you, I've seen all manner of other attempts at trying to fix the world, of trying to create healthy relationships, of trying to be good and successful. The best and most sure and most effective way, though, is to what? To love. Because as Scripture also says, love covers a multitude of faults. So friends, may it be so. May we love. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. It doesn't look like it, but we have more cookies than that. And I don't know. Like I said, I was making cookies last night. I can't promise that they're any good, but I can promise that there's a lot of love in them. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So there's this thing called an agape meal or a love feast, or there's different names to it. And what it is a time where we share food with one another. It's not communion, but it's kind of like it. We share food with one another and drink with one another, and we might remind each other that the love of God surrounds all of us, and that the love of God is between us. So, I don't know how many of you know that Christ has called us to be servants. You're all volunteering, thank you! Friends, if I could have a few volunteers, maybe a couple people have already beat you to it. If I could have a few volunteers to help make sure that we have enough to eat as we enter into this next part of our service. An agape meal. And agape means unconditional, selfless love. A time where we remind each other that, lo and behold, we do love one another. Even when community is hard, right? That's right. So friends, if you have someone at your table, and I think there should be some plates, Jerry, I think there should be some plastic plates in there on the counter. If you could either volunteer in your group to go up and get a cookie or one of those wafer things or one of those beloved frosted cookies. You know the kind I'm talking about. If you could volunteer someone at your table to go up, those are the ones. If you grab some cookies for your group. If you have cups that need refilling with coffee or hot chocolate, send someone else to go do that. But take a moment to go grab enough food for everyone, because this is a part of sharing the love of Christ. Are you ready for all of the chaos that is about to happen? Ready, set, go. if you're online and watching, you should definitely go get some coffee or some cookies or any sorts of sweets that you like. Text a friend. Tell them that you love them or a family member. If you're listening on the radio and you're driving, please be safe. Or even if you're just listening on the radio in your kitchen, same thing. Go grab something to eat and remember that the love of Christ and the love of this church goes with you as well. But we do. We love you. So friends, I alluded to it. Oh, God loves you. Thanks, Dave. I alluded to it in our reflection today, but take a moment amongst your table. I want you to ask those questions to each other. Do not worry, you will not burst into flames, you will not fall down in an instant. Where have you been shown love that just sticks in your mind? Where have you been shown love, or how have you been shown love that just sticks in your mind? Go ahead, ask everyone at your table. If you're on Facebook or social media, feel free to type it in the comments. Where have you seen love? What's been the most impactful thing that you've experienced in your life? If you're on the radio, it's a little bit harder to stay in touch. You could send us a letter, and that would be awesome. Or a little note, or give us a call in the office on Monday or Tuesday. We'd love to hear from you. Friends, go ahead, finish up your conversations a little bit. While you're doing that, I'll invite the praise team to come up for our closing song. But you are loved. You are loved by God. You are loved by this church. You are loved by all of us. May you never forget that.
Please stand as you're able and join us in our closing song.
Hallelujah. King is sleeping. Oh, what a glorious night. Oh, what a glorious night.
Friends, would you receive the benediction? May the Almighty God bless you and keep you, lift you up, and fill your hearts with love. May you know that love, not only between God and you and between each and every one of us, but may that love cause you to look on yourselves favorably as well. Friends, may you walk in love so that this world might be healed, that the kingdom might be built, and that all people might know the grace and peace of God. And all the people said, amen. Amen. Friends, just a reminder, we have a 6:30 Christmas Eve service. When?
Saturday.
The date the day moves, but the date never does. Next Saturday, December 24th, 6:30, candlelight Christmas Eve service. We hope to see you all there. And in that same way that we practice love, because it's important, could you bless each other as you go out? Turn to one another and say, God loves you? I know, it's a scary thing, but you can do it. So, friends, turn to one another, say, God loves you on your way out. Go, rest, enjoy your Sabbath today. Our service is ending.